it's my thingy solo, Mlanjeni. I know this, you know, one of the shows on the station was called Mlanjeni at some point, presented by KG Moegetsi. It was a beautiful show. It's now 8 minutes to one. We got news coming up at one. I did say that we'll touch base with the Council for the Built Environment, Deputy Chairperson, Mapefo Mogodi. How you doing, ma'am? Hello?
Hello.
Afternoon, how you doing, ma'am?
I'm well, thank you, David, and how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I read your profile, and it speaks of you having been the first female graduate of quantity surveying. Go vets, kale kale kwana.
Kale kale, David, when you had to apply to the Minister of Education for permission for studying at White University.
What? Really? Is that what happened?
That's what happened.
Wow, congratulations. Yes. But what at that early stage, what made you even think of that?
Yeah, that's a very long time ago.
But when you could have done anything, you could have been a nurse.
I know.
Even we train a quantity survey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was one of those first professions that were advertised on radio.
Okay.
When I heard about this university, quantity surveying, architecture, then I took interest.
Wow, look at
and
that.
Yes.
And you've obviously been in this field for so long now that not even a thought of changing careers or anything like that.
No, I love what I'm doing.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
I have no regrets at all.
Wow, congratulations, Mayra Labocha. You know,
thank you.
What give us a sense of what the CBE does. I must tell you, when I was confronted with it earlier in the week, I thought I knew it all. I don't know enough. The Council for the Built Environment. Now, when I read it, I got to understand it, but I didn't know it even existed. Give us a sense of what it does.
Okay. The CBE is one of the four entities of the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure.
Mm.
And it's focusing on the professional side. You know that in the built environment, we have the construction side, which is hardcore construction, and then we have the professional side.
Okay.
So the CBE is actually Council for the Built Environment, all right? And it's an overarching council for the six professional councils that fall under the Department of Public Works.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Right.
And now the six professions, would you like me just to explain what the six councils are?
Please, go ahead.
Okay, the six councils. We have the Engineering Council of South Africa, which is called SACAP, EXA. We have the South African Council for the Architectural Profession, the South African Council for the Landscape Architectural Profession, the South African Council for Project and Construction Management Profession, the South African Council for the Property Valuers Profession, and the South African Council for the Quantity Surveying Profession, which is part of what I am.
So you are you play... Am I correct in saying that the overarching role of all of these councils?
The CBE is the overarching council, but each and every one of these councils have got their own mandate.
Okay.
They oversee professional registration of people that are qualified in the relevant qualifications.
Yes.
All right? And each council, like the engineers, they have to oversee professional registration of the engineering graduates, quantity surveying, and so on and so forth. So each one of these disciplines within the built environment has got a professional council which oversees their process of registration. And beyond that, the councils have got a mandate to ensure that we professionals behave professionally.
Okay.
And that they protect the public against what we may do wrong as professionals.
Basically,
we have what you call a code of conduct,
which
ensures that as professionals, we behave professionally with our clients and everybody else out there.
Because that was at the core of my question. You've answered it partly when you say you protect the public. So we are your clients, in essence.
Yes.
Okay.
And we must ensure that we give you a good service. Okay. And also there are health and safety issues that relate to the kind of services that we provide. So overall protection, to the public is required of anybody that registers within any one of these professions. It is their profession.
This brings us perfectly to my next question. How is, because when you're speaking, our safety now goes beyond the structure and its strength and whether it can sustain life, people in the building. It also speaks to COVID-19 that we exist within. How has it affected what you do?
Sure, to a very large extent, David, it has affected our industry greatly. Remember that you have people that are working on site.
Yeah.
Okay. So when the lockdown was announced, people that are, you know, construction companies that had equipment on site that was rented, those equipment, obviously, they had to sustain or to encounter what we call standing time cost. Okay. And also, you had to let people go and stay at home. So you look at people that are earning on a weekly basis, all right? Those wage earners, they will not be working because there is no progress. So it has also affected people's individual lives. And as professionals, you know, some of us, obviously, you know, you take technology very lightly. You know, you sort of just use your cell phone for phoning people. You use your computer just for doing the work. And now we were put in a situation where we had to now try and comply with the staying at home and at the same time try to work.
Yeah.
So technology really had to be, it has been a savior.
Yeah.
All right? Those companies that were not techno-wise, they actually had to start to learn how to operate from home, how to operate offsite, you know, all of those kind of things. And apart from anything else, people's livelihoods have been affected greatly.
Wow. Do you know, we're going to be with this pandemic for years to come. We will have to adapt and adjust to it in a lot of ways. And
a different way of life.
Absolutely.
Going forward.
Absolutely. Yes. And a twofold question, strategies you have in place in relation to what we're going through now on this planet, and how does the future look for the service that you offer us as your clients?
You know, in terms of strategies, David, I think the major focus at the moment will be health and safety. You know, you want your people to be safe.
Yeah.
So obviously you impress upon our stakeholders and our staff members to adhere to the government directives in terms of, you know, health and safety. That is the first thing. And, you know, secondly, we encourage those that can work from home, you know, to work from home.
Yeah.
To avoid, you know, to comply with the social distancing, you know, to try and protect ourselves, you know, as a people. Yeah. So basically, in terms of our laborers and our employers, those are the kind of strategies that we have to put in place. And when we look at the future, I would say that I think if you look generally, I think there are greater opportunities, you know, that have emerged out of this. Because, for instance, health and safety was not one thing that was being taken seriously. You know, and because of this pandemic now, it has come out as one of the most critical issues that we need to look at, all right? To ensure that not only are the employees safe, you know, but also in the way that we do things, we have to change the system that we have employed initially. Health and safety has to come first. Before you do anything else, you've got to make sure that those precautions have been taken, which was not the case previously, all right? And secondly, we have got projects that are currently had to stop because of the pandemic. And now focus has to be, you know, put on those projects to make sure that those projects are actually completed, you know, and whatever strategies that are required, because of the pandemic, some people had to be laid off. So companies that were executing this project, most of them, they are probably in disarray because the didn't know which way to go. You know, the lockdown came too quickly. People did not have enough time to plan
for
anything. You know, yeah. So now we have to try and pick up the pieces and try to do the best we can.
You know, I wish I could carry on long. Unfortunately, we run out of time. We have to go to the news. But I say to you, yours is an important job and one that we certainly hope that you will continue to deliver to us as your number one client, as the public of South Africa. We thank you so much, Mme Mapefo.
Thank you very much, David.
Raleboka. It's Radio 2000, our music, your memories. Let's go quickly to the news. It's Mme Mapefo Mogodi, who's Deputy Chairperson of the Council for the Built Environment. News time.
SABC News. Independent.